The Gemara and Daf Masechta Shulam Daf Yud Aleph Gimel Number Beis. Yud Tzeis Master begins the Gemara. Meshachat Besayach. So this is one of the sources that we learn now. That okay, just like when you slaughter it was whole, so when you burn it, it has to be whole. So Tzeis is bothered. He says, "Wait, that sounds like a hekesh." But Al Pesish Pasuk Echad Ben Tayim, even though. There's actually a different pasuk in between, so it's not really a smichus. It's not near each other. Hayidarshni a hekesh. So it says, yeah, mekamokim mashma, but it sounds like mesarf as a para. Since you burn the para, it sounds like kamei shalisa b'shal shchita. I mean, the way it was during shchita, it's not from the proximity. It's from midleksi b'sarf leisa. Doesn't say you burn it when you specify as a para. That's come to teach you. Well, just like it was when you slaughtered it, which has to be whole. Next says Master begins the Gemara. Go and show you of the Ima Chabush Mebeis Hasurim. Said, oh, how do we know Roiv? Because when the person hits his father, we're presuming that it's his father because you have to the majority of the bias. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What would you say? It maybe it's talking about when they're locked in jail, and you know there was only the two of them. Additionally, says Taisus. Another rejection the Gemara could have given is the Dilmashim does Limbas and Chazaka. Maybe it's not because of Roy, but go based on Chazaka. The Hamarim Cheskas Tzedekas. We presume that she's a righteous woman and she wasn't unfaithful. And then, of course, we're presuming it's with her husband. And therefore, not necessarily is from the halacha of a Roy. He says, Master begin the words, the Gemara, and he tell me, begin to say, the Batkinale, that Rav Kana said, oh, you know the halacha of Roy, that we say you kill a murderer. What I mean, maybe the victim was a treifa. And he says, and don't reject and say, oh, we're gonna do a post mortem, we're gonna do an autopsy to see if the victim was a treif or not. No, because that would create an evil. We don't do such a thing. So Tzai says, Makshinam, the question that's asked is that what are you saying? You're having this whole conversation. Do you do a post mortem or not? You're allowed to do an autopsy. What do you mean? Denelef miritzeh gufe. Learn that from the perpetrator, from the murderer. That's leading basa ruba that you go best in the majority. Why? Because dimmer haritzeh hu treifa. Maybe the murderer is a treifa. But treifa shark is a nevish potter. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin of Ein Ches, a murderer that's a treifa is exempt. So that itself should tell us that we go based on majorities. So this taste is. The Shema, maybe, Mendazlina Basarduba, that this would go based on the majority, Vulikashim Laharigas Atrefa, and that we wouldn't be concerned, yes, to execute the murderer who maybe is a Trefa, Loynil Ba'amadat. That wouldn't be able to teach you in general, because he would be really, okay, either yes or no. Like, fine, so if he's a Trefa, he's not guilty, but then we kill the Trefa, so he's, anyways, not living. So it wouldn't be a great model in general. So that's one answer why we couldn't learn that from the Ritzeh. But generally, additionally, says there's another approach. It appears to me the time of the Trefa Shahag Puato, what's the reason why a Trefa, someone that if the murderer is a Trefa, that if he kills, he's exempt. Hainershim, the reason is because the witnesses who testified that the murderer killed, if it turns out they were lying, they themselves wouldn't get the same prosecution of that the murderer they attempted to testify regarding because. The testifying regarding someone himself as a treifa, which is not considered murder. So they themselves wouldn't get executed / murdered. So that's the reason why the treifa that kills himself doesn't get executed because there's no proper testimony against him because you can't do azama. To be testimony has to be eligible for azama. Vikadlin edim kishahuzmu, and that if we would kill the witnesses when the hazama was done to them, lishabakadlinim, that it wouldn't be a valid execution. Oh, if that's the source of the reason, so if that's the case, in lechiach, then you cannot prove from really the murder himself, go back to the origin. Rather, the proof is really the fact that you kill the witnesses. And b'lechashim, we're not concerned that Dilma Hachta, Sidibay, that the one that they testified regarding Treva Haba was a Treva. Oh, that's Kedekam B'samach. That's actually, the Gemara actually does say that shortly. And if it's not a question why we're not learning from Ritzeth, because it actually is the halacha of Eidim Seven, which the Gemara is going to mention. That he gives such an answer. But says, what's difficult to me is my kamar. What's the Gemara saying? You're going to say, oh, the Bekinale, then maybe do an autopsy, and maybe that's how you could kill the murderer. But still, how does that even help? What's the Gemara even attempting to do? At the end of the day, that still wouldn't allow you to kill the murderer, because when you warned him, you weren't sure. Unless you go based on the majority, then most people not a treifa. So that itself should be the riot. Says Taisus b'Shem Aksaver, maybe this man Dama holds the Shema Hasra, that a Safak Hasra is considered Hasra. It's a debate in the Gemara if a doubtful Hasra is considered, and maybe that this man Dama held that it would be, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem with execution. Next says Master Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara. Leichish, well, you have to be concerned. Dama b'makom sayif neck of Haba, maybe where the sword went in, maybe there was already a hole already over there. So the Gemara says, yes, so how do we in Taka know this halacha? We know it, the halacha of Rai from a murderer. That we're not concerned that maybe the hole was where the knife went in. Obviously, you rely on the majority because it's something that you cannot inspect. Which Taisa says, and he comes to address the question, he says, in Ein Lahakshas, don't ask, what are you talking about? Mishkachas lo yakash, they actually could verify. Kugan should be Benar. You drown them in the river. Where the Avshabasachal Mivdike, that you could subsequently do an autopsy because it's not like you stabbed them to say that maybe there was a hole already there beforehand. So it says, no, because the Hakra. The Pasuk says Bekli Eitz, Bekli Barzel, Be'evin Ksiv. It says weapons, which obviously that those are things that are things that penetrate and they cause a hole. So and you're saying that's a way that you'll kill the murderer. Well, maybe it's been Malkam Nekiv. Obviously, that would go based on the laws of majority. But the success of Akasha, what's difficult is the Mishkachas, so it's not true. You could have a case without relying on the Raib. Kagayin Shay Karim Shal Maich Magula. Someone's skull was actually open. And you'll be able to see the membrane covering the brain. They saw that it was intact. And the guy comes along, and this person in this very, you know, highly sensitive ward, and he goes and he stabs him. So you saw that there was no hole in the membrane. So maybe that's the case we're talking about that Yechayv. Yeshua, you could say, no, it's pushing it to say that's what the pasuk, the whole halacha, the Torah of the murderer, told me in such a case. And therefore, obviously, we're relying on the majority. Then Tzitzis Matem begins to say, wait, Tzitzis has to take a second look. It says, Abseid Perikam in the Makkas. The end of the first Perik Makkas, Abzainim and Aleph, the Amri of Tafrin and Bekiva, they say, Elo Yinim Sanhedrin. If we would have been on the high court that prosecutes capital punishment cases, Lahio Adam Nerig, no one would ever be executed. Mefarish, and the Gemara explains why, the way they would investigate the witnesses, remember they would say, Reisim Shatreva Harik, or Shalom Harik, did you see? Do you know if the victim had a mortal defect or not? Which obviously no one knows that. And Mem Tim Tzalim Shalom Harigan, if you're going to say that, oh, you know, the guy, you knew the guy was not a treifa, Shemib Mokam Saif Nekav Hava, maybe where the guy stabbed him, there was actually a hole there beforehand. Says Taisis, but V'Hocham Ashma, here it sounds like the Loi Hashin Andaz Lina Basaruba. Sounds like that we're not concerned that we go, that we're not concerned for such things, that maybe there was a hole and maybe this, because we go based on the majority. So, but that sounds like that Reb Tavern Reb Akiva don't go with that principle because they would have let the guy off the hook. There's some tests you can say is, yeah, Reb Akiva Tamei. Reb Akiva goes according to his reasoning, his rationale, his Lishit Tase, as you call it. The Amad that he says, the Chashin Lamiuta, that we're concerned for the minority. The Gemara Bechaz of Chafim and Basic, so that he holds. Chalav, even if an animal is lactating, in the Paita Bebehem Bechair doesn't exempt the animal from the firstborn animal because Avagav Dorei Bebehem is in the Chalvo. Even though most animals don't lactate, they don't have milk, Elm Ken Yoldas, unless they already gave birth. Still, Meir is concerned that this might be from the minority. And Avagav Dafil Reb Meir Dechai Shlomi Uta. Now, even though Reb Meir himself, who was concerned for the minority, Maida, he agrees, Hechadolei Avshar, that, well, yeah, where it's not possible, as the Gemara itself says, where it's not possible, okay, like, fine, we have to rely, like, by a carbon Pesach and Kachim, but Rebbe Kiva Chashav Liavsher, Kiva says, he considered it as it is possible. He says, yeah, you could explain the Pasuk to him that when you saw that he was not a treva. But if not, yeah, we wouldn't execute the murderer, the alleged murderer. Now, Rebbe Shimon Leo, the Paliga Lahu, I'm assuming Lihu disagrees on them. Amani says, if that's what they would do, Rabbi Kiva and Tavrin, Afheim Abram Shef Chedam Bi Yisrael, they would increase murderers in Jewish people. They're like, we get off the hook because no one's going to execute, no one's going to prosecute us. Afilach Eish Lami Uta, even if he would hold like Rabbi Kiva that would consider him an argument, he's still considering it as like, no, that's not possible. Because it's pushing it to explain that's what the pasuk is talking about. So you could even say he holds that chesham yuta, but that wouldn't be an option. It would be called loy efsher, and that we would go even that man the amma would go that according to him that we would go with the majority. This Rabbeinu Tam says that Avagav, now even though the Ilei Shailinan Le'edim, that if we don't ask the witnesses, Katlina Le'i, you're right, if we don't ask them these questions, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon said, we do execute, as we say in our Gemara, because the Samchina Ruba, we rely on the majority, Heichad Le'evsher, where it's not possible, it just is Le'evsher. But Heichad Shailin Lehu, but if we do ask them, Bami, they said Le'yadi, that they don't know, which most people don't, Pater, then actually would be, the murder would be let off the hook. Mida Hava Asayif Aridon, just like regarding what weapon was used. The Ilo Shailin Lehu Chayir, if we don't ask them, the murder will be executed. V'ishalin Lehu, but if we do ask them, Bami Achad Besayif Echad Aridon, one says one weapon, another one says a different weapon, Pater, he's let off the hook. Avagav Besayif Aridon. Now, even though regarding the weapons, Kesha'im Me'inon Yoidim Chayir, so Tazi's coming to address another point, that it's not really so comparable. Because when it comes to weapons, when they say we don't know, chayiv, the murderer is still going to be liable, ad-demakshi ad-dodi, until they contradict each other. So the Tais says, yeah, because I knew that's because mishum desayv aridon, the weapons, leshech kol kach begufa edis, that's not so relevant to the actual primary testimony itself. Because the mali harga besayiv and mali baridon, who cares what the weapon was? Ultimately, he killed him. Abamalkim Saif Nekiv Hava, but regarding that to say if there was a hole with a sword killed the person, the Shaykh Lagufa Aidus Tve, that's more relevant for the actual testimony, obviously, if he was the one who killed him or not. Iba Kin Lahu, if we do examine them. Vama they say in on the Yoidin, we don't know. Pater says a man dumb. Actually the murder would be let off the hook. Now a third category, Bechar Omer Caleb Shchayim. Let's say someone says, oh, he was wearing black. Vechadam Mekele Levon, once he was wearing white. Doleshach Lagufa Aidus, that's not applicable for the actual testimony at all. There, Avaka Avapita Maksha Dodi Chayev. There, even if they contradict each other, Michael, so that's three different categories for the relevancy of the examination. Now, Hikshra Ben Yitzchak Birb Mordchai, he asked the following question. The Hocha Yofina Meritzech Ve'edim Zoymin. Here in our sugya, we learn out from murderer and from Edom Zayman, Dazin Basaruba, that we go after the majority of Bedin Nefashas, even by capital punishment. And that's how it's obvious, British Peg Ben Sir, Murren, Sanend of Samachtes, Beilein Hein Nasrafen, Obedin Davain Tesma Beis. Amina, we say, the Gemara says as follows. So the Torah is asking, Beilein Nasrafen, the Gemara, but there on Davain Tesma, Amina, we say, in the Skolem and Nasrafen, what happens if death row inmates, which are a slate for different types of death penalties, those to be stoned to death, those to be burnt to death, get mixed together. So the Gemara says, you don't miskila kala. So we give them the lesser of the two, which is that of skila. Avagav derevin istrafen ninu. Although the majority are those that are slated for to be burnt to death. But based on what you said, you see, we say majority even by din nefasha, so why would that be? So Vatir to Ben Tam answers, says, no, the kimin of Imam Shah, who narrag, since anyway he's going to be executed. So in Ezemisa, who narrag, regarding which death penalty he's going to get executed, Lazli Masruba, for that we don't go after the majority. And therefore we give the lesser of the two. But another part you can say is actually that a kavua, that since they are stationary, that is a one month Tamarik dictum kumechza mechza dummy, so it's considered actually not like majority, it's considered like 50-50, no matter what the ratio is. And therefore that's why you can't go based on majority. Now, I says Tais of other parachas meikar. This is the Gemara originally asked over the kihabatan toni hanisrafim niskolim. When the original girsa was not niskolim but nisrafim, but rather nisrafim niskolim, meaning the majority were those who are going to be stoned to death. And the Gemara thought that the girsa was one who, let's say, is going to be burnt, gets mixed in the majority of stone. That you're going. The Gemara says, well, typically jubin niskolim nenu. Why do you have to come onto the principle you're saying that kavua? Just say because the majority are niskolim. So of course they'll get the lesser one. So it's bothering Taisus, and as he's coming to address, he said, that's not the theory. He said it's because called Kavua. So Taisus, what the Gemara was saying is, L'chala pachas, at a minimum, Ligara, that's for sure not worse Mishum Nabaruba than the Skullin. But of course, it's even if not, like we said, because it's really called Kavua, Kamechza Mechza Domain, anyways, you wouldn't be able to give a more severe punishment. This says, Master, to begin with the words of Gemara, but Dilma Hachta, Sid Beit Shreva Hava. Maybe the one that they're testifying that, meaning Ravina says we know from Edom Zayman, the Torah says you kill the Edom Zayman, and what I mean, but maybe the defendant was a treifa. So obviously you go based on majority. Because that's what the Mahach Tazir Beit Treifa have. Maybe the one that would testify was a Treifa. But then says, but then you can say, wait, what do I mean? The Chayesh Shemai Sir Beis Chaydish. Maybe we say that we lock him up for 12 months. The Miyichya, and if he survives, Lav Treifa, who obviously is not a Treifa, and then you could execute Adam Zayman. So why are you saying you have to go after the majority? B'Shem and Tesis, we could say is no. The Shema Kesavar, maybe, first of all, this Mandam hold Treifa Chaya, which there is such an opinion, but later enough Membeis, that, yeah, someone who has a moral defect could live over a year, so it's not a raya. But then it says, additionally, it appears to me, if you're going to say that, as we're asking, that you're not going to execute the witnesses when there's hazama el achir beis chaydish only after 12 months, because the dilma hach tazid be treifa, because maybe the one that they testified regarding was a treifa, if that's the case, then even the one that they're testifying on, meaning when they're not Edom Zayman, in Laharga, you shouldn't kill him until after 12 months. Because that's only what they're testifying. Now, Bekim Delav, the Leibo Laharga Lachir Bezchadish. So if you're saying they're only coming to kill him after 12 months, MKN Loyahargo Haim Af Lachir Bezchadish, then they shouldn't kill him even after 12 months. Why? Because he's a Manasa Trefa. Maybe he became a Trefa, Hachdas Idabe, the one that they testified regarding, Besoifid Bezchadashim, at the end of 12 months. Meaning, Bavare Leibo Laharga is a Trefa. But they're only coming to kill a treifa. So in other words, Tais is saying that there's a concern over here that when they originally came, they weren't coming to kill him right away, only after 12 months, like we said. And then there's already a treifa. Comes out that they're not coming to kill Bar Kima, because they're only coming to kill after 12 months. And therefore you cannot be mechayev them. Only obviously when the Torah doesn't require you to wait at all, which obviously that means to say that we're relying on the Reif. Next test master begins with the words of the Gemara, Meir, the Chayish, Lemi'uta, V'chulu. They had a contrary Meir that's concerned for the minority. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that, yeah, well, look, it's not possible you have to rely on the Reif, even in general, that you wouldn't rely on the Reif, because contrary Meir, how would you eat meat, and how would you bring the karbanis, and so on and so forth. But Taisus' diak is from the wording. I mean, the kama from the fact that the Gemara says, literally, mei, according to mei, what are you going to do? But like kama, the Gemara doesn't say, hey, chachlin, how can we eat? Mashma sounds like kama, like mei, the chayish lemiyuti, that we don't hold like that. We ask, according to mei, what would you do? But we don't hold like that. So that's Taisus' bakash, it's difficult to prepare halakech behem, the Gemara b'chayis of chavdalma, and al-pasik, Rabbi Yechon, and Kirshim, and Liel. Daman that he says, halakech behem, and they come in over kechabim, if someone purchases a nursing animal from a non-Jew, the betrumin min b'chayra. So you're exempt from the halacha, firstborn animal, meaning the next animal that's born by this mother is not going to be chayiv in b'chayra. When you have its son following after it, because it wouldn't have compassion on this animal, unless if it gave birth to it. And if it gave birth already, obviously it's not going to be the firstborn, the next one that's born. Amatam chalav, but just the fact that it's lactating, like miftura, we wouldn't exempt it. I avikav drei behemis in chayilvus. Even though most animals don't lactate, don't have milk, ken yold is only if they give birth. So you see, chashin lemiuta. You see that we are concerned for the minority. Avikav deleke chazaka b'hadi miuta, which today comes to address another point. Even though there's no chazaka with the miut, mean to say we see this idea, and this is what Taisa comes to differentiate. He says, well, maybe over there there's a chazaka that combines with the miut. And it's only a combination with the chazaka that we're concerned with the miut. So that's what chazaka with the miut says. Says, no, there is no chazaka with the miut. And that's what it comes to address, because the amrina uke behema b'cheske shalai yoldo. You say, what do you mean? There's chazaka, presumption that it never gave birth beforehand, because every animal never gave birth until we know otherwise. I'll drop it to the contrary. Hamid v'lad b'cheske she'en kadish b'b'chayra. To the contrary, there's a competing chazaka that we should say that the animal that's born, that we have to presume that it doesn't have a kedusha of b'b'chayra sheichulin b'me'ima, because the animal that's born was unconsecrated in the mother's womb. So there's a competing chazaka. It comes out that there's no reason for us to go after the miyut unless if we go after miyut. So that contradicts what it sounds like from Agama, that we don't go after, like Ramea, after the miyut. Yeshem Tzitzit, you can say, is the Rabbi Yechonon Pasuk Kavasei. Rabbi Yechonon did not really rule like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ella Baha, only on this point, the Limanachma Elim Ken Yolda, that the mother would not have compassion only if he gave birth. But this would be Medayik from Shimon Gamliel's words that we don't rely on the Roy of Behemoth, that they don't lactate only to give birth. Actually, on that, Rabbi Yechon is not passing Rav Shimon Gamliel because we taka do rely on the Roy, but we're not like Rav Meir, we're not Chayish for the Miut. As we continue top of your Bezim and Av, so the obvious question then is, and that's what Tzitzis is coming to address right now, is that, wait a second. So, if Rabbi Yechon holds that any animal that's lactating is exempt from Mechayr because the Roy on Nachovis only if they gave birth, so why would you have to pass Rav Shimon Gamliel that it wouldn't have compassion? Who cares? Anyways, it's lactating. That itself should exempt from Bechayra. That's what I said. But nafkemina, the relevancy is lehecha shere inu shalachal of kaidin leida, where we saw it was lactating before gave birth. Tahila miftirin metam chav. So that obviously would not exempt because of the milk itself. There would be obviously evidence that would be from the minority. So that wouldn't be a reason. That's why he has to pass him shem lil for the simple reason that it's having compassion on the child that's following it. Additionally, Tais adds on. And now that we're saying that we the locha like some shem lil does not contradict that chalv itself would also exempt. So says Tais for Efsha. Now it's possible that after shem lil, so that even he holds the chalv paita that lactating would exempt. But he's telling us in the case when that wouldn't be a factor. Now says Tais v'hast also shaper. Now it also makes sense that the ashkechan that we find in shem lil to lechayish lemiuta, because we actually do find Shem Gamliel is not concerned with the minority. And that's like the answer that we're giving right now, that he actually is not like a man. Where do we find? The British called Tzlamim. The Gemara by the Zohar Daf Mem, Amid Beis. Where the Loi Gaza Shem Kaimis, that he did not make a decree of other places, Atu Isa Makam, because of that place, because the Gaza Meir Hasam, like a mayor's guys over there. In other words, he disagrees to this principle of regarding when you find certain idols, Tzlamim, that Rav Meir was concerned for the minority. And Shem Gamliel, as we see, but it was not. Again, L'shei Tassai. And Rabbi Yechon and Ami. Rabbi Yechon also, who we were just discussing, who paskin like Shem Gamliel. We find Ochel El, we find the Daf Hei Mebez, Meshchitas Kuti, he ate from Meshchitas Kuti, but he didn't make it exer that they should all be forbidden because he goes to Rav Meir, because Rav Meir was chachishas, because they found in the Hag reason. Obviously, because even though he paskin Shem Gamliel, we're not chesh for Meyuta. Now, Basar Yuchsin, the Gemara Kedushin of Peyim and Alav, Gabishnei Devarim, there's two things that She'im Bam Das Lishal, even though there's no intelligence to ask it, what happened, and generally that means to say it's going to be Tar, even Rosh Hashanah Yachid regarding Toma, but Basan HaKas of Achulu, the Pasi made it as if it does have. So, Mash Manami, that also sounds like Rabbi Yechon Kriabonon Dremeir, really, that he holds like the Rabbonon of Remeir, meaning not like Shitas Remeir, because we find that and the machlik is remained rabbanon. The Rami is chesh for the miuta. We say samech miuta lechazaka, and where do we have a minority between like is that tahirim betziv the chaskes tara of the dough that overpowers the rive. So therefore, the dough is going to be tara according to rabbanon. The meat's like it's non-existent, and the rive is better than the chazaka. And even though there's no intelligence but the tenik to ask him, we're metame according to rabbanon rishus yachid and Rabbi Yechon paskins that would tell the taharas that is we don't need it, we don't burn it. And so from there we see that Rabbi Yechon also has Rabban Reb Meir because he says it's tummy. Again, the same idea that we see Lamaisa, we're not chayish from Yehuda. But then the Tais says, well, Adam Rabbi Yechon, why do Rabbi Yechon and Mesayif ain't Mamidna? Gemara Abed Zot of Lamatesim at Beis. That we say that it's discussed regarding things of an idol worshiper that are Asr, but there's no Isra no. And I say, oh, these things that are Asr, and there's no Isra'an, no, what's Hare Elu? So Hare Elu sounds like this, and it's excluding certain things. So Bichlan says, oh, that's Lamute Murius, it's coming to exclude Murius, Vigavinus, Besonaiki, certain types of fish brine, and certain types of cheeses. And those things are what we're saying, that that's not going to be included. Meaning to say that the question that is that the stoma kriya meir. Tais asking a question that you're saying that these things are they're not asabana, but
but they're going to be forbidden to consume. That maybe they go and put in wine into the brine, and but the cheeses that maybe they slaughtered for Avodah Zarah. So that's like a meh, that's cheshish for meat. But I thought Tosa said that Rabbi Yechanan doesn't pass like a meh cheshish meat. So why is he passing a stam mishnah like Rabbi Meir? So that's his Tosa's, oh, because Hosam have a stam, you're right, although a stam Rabbi Yechanan goes like stam mishnah, but and it doesn't pass like that, but it's a stam b'achkach machleikis. Because it's subsequently brought as a machleikis, but it's called Tzlimah b'n daf memem beis. And if that's the case, he's not passing like him, because it's so therefore he doesn't mind saying the stam mishnah like Rabbi Meir. And then it's the following question. Ba'adam Rishim Galil says, who we're discussing, says, Kosha Shah Shleshim Yem Ba'adam, if the baby survived 30 days, ain't a nafel. It wasn't a nafel, which means to say that it wasn't a viable child. Now, Haloi Shah, now if it didn't survive 30 days, Safikava, it's a doubt if maybe it was a nafel. I feel enough of managag, even if it falls from the roof, or if a lion eats it. The paragraph of the Milo, the Gemara says in Shabbat of Kovlam and Heyam and Beis, that these situations that they're not a flaw in the healthiness of the child. They're not a sign that it's a navel, because even a healthy child that falls from the roof, you know, would also die. Now, Mekaimel and Hossam Kaba say, now, we pass like him over there. Avagav, meaning to say, like Ibshim Lil. And I, Avagav de Ruben, ain't in the Phelim, even though the majority are not a Nafel. And that's what Ibshim Lil says over there, that the baby that lasted 8 days by an animal is not a Nafel. And yet, b'chein tech shmoinu yamim b'behema, we say within 8 days, asrinan hasam. We say it is forbidden, but why? That's only a minority. And v'lois lin basaruba, we say we don't go based on the majority. But didn't we say that we do go based on the majority according to Shem Galil? Says Taisis, hasam, there, it's b'shem de l'yobi l'hokol b'erva. We don't want people to be lenient regarding halachas of arayis. And so therefore, v'tzichu chalitza, they required that the mother who had the baby to get chalitza b'meis tech shleishim if the baby died within 30 days. And you're right, generally we do rely, but in this situation, because related to arayis, marrying a sister-in-law, they didn't want to rely on the majority latir l'shok and permitted to marry someone else b'lei chalitza without having chalitza done first from the brother-in-law. Shleyer ma'aylim, that people shouldn't say, oh, shepik or meis, that, oh, he yawned and he died. But yavadilaz, the kilkel, and it could cause to people spreading rumors, it could cause to some type of situations that people are going to start murmuring that, you know, that there was something off over here. So in other words, that, you know, even though the line ate him, you know, that people are going to think that, oh, you know, he suddenly died. And you see, you know, that the Zibum, even though they're going to think that, you know, she's forbidden to marry someone else, and when she marries, people are going to say, oh, this is something wrong with the children, because it's a marriage in sin. That's really the case of Laz. Kilkel is that they're going to learn to say that you can marry whoever you want, who even might pig the mace, and they're going to come to permit Yevamas that the sons would pig a mace. Which when really in that situation it wasn't a viable child, and they're actually supposed to have Yibum. So therefore that's why they were more stringent, even though you're right, generally do go based on the majority. And also Lekach, that's why Gam L'inyan Avelus, also regarding the halacha of mourning, Potter, you know, the relative of the baby that fell from the roof within 30 days. So we should really go after the majority and say that it's not a nephilim and require mourning, but the chachamim were said otherwise. Shalo yovel lahakol be'erva, because we don't, again, for the same reason, we don't want to be lenient regarding the halachas of arayis, and therefore we said that okay, we're going to be you know, we have to be concerned the other way too, because arayis is a very severe thing. But moreover, the balavach anyways yesh lahakol ba'avelis. Truth is, we anyways should be lenient regarding the halacha of
avelas. Because the Kamelin, the Gemara says, my cut and after Tchas and Chav, halacha devar mekel, but the halacha is like the leading opinion, but it comes to mourning. And therefore, that's why we're going to be lenient. And that's regarding the Adam. But then there's another case of Behema that we quoted. So that's what Tosfos says. V'asur k'maykin be-behema. They also said forbidden by an animal. What I mean, even the majority would be not like this, because the gods of Behema ato Adam. They made it had to make a decree regarding an animal within 8 days for a person within 30 days. Because the loyha, because if you're not going to be machmer by an animal, loykai maha, you're not going to be able to maintain that of by Adam. So although that's really like gzera, which we usually don't do. That's what I'm saying. No, it's really one gezeirah because you needed it across the board. Or you know, another poetry could say, it's also a behema that's actually forbidden by an animal, a fill of a bari, even by a healthy animal that was slaughtered within 8 days of its birth. And the reason was, the reason is that we don't come to permit by an animal that was sick, that was slaughtered within 8 days of its birth. Which she karev lepig v'meis, which that's really very close to like, you know, suddenly dying, which would be asur mikadin, and therefore that's why we were machmer also by behema, even though really majority would tell us otherwise.